Hello everybody, this is Chandra Dasa from the Buddha Centre Online at thebuddhacentre.com, and it is about 7:38 in the evening, and I'm standing in an extremely special place, a place that one day might even be sacred. We are here live at Adhisthana, Sangharaksha's new home, the place where he will pass out of this life, and a whole community is starting to form here. If you've read anything on Triratna's web presence, you'll have seen many pictures from the huge building project that's going on at Adhisthana here in Herefordshire, near Coddington, near Ledbury. And I'm standing right up at the very top of the library, on top of the vault. We're gazing out over beautiful English countryside, the Malvern. Lovely hills, the sun is setting. And I'm here with Singhamanas and Vidyatara and my erstwhile colleague, Goloka Bandhu, who's eating mints and taking photographs. So welcome to Adhisthana from the community.
Welcome. Hello.
Welcome.
Hey. And so here we are at the very roof of it. How's it all going? How does it feel? You're welcoming guests. Come on, don't freeze up. It's only radio. Come on.
How does it feel? It feels like living in a building site,
yeah.
But a very special
building site.
Mm-hmm.
We've just did a tour, haven't we?
At the same time, when you get the visitors coming, one has to step back from the details of the building site to remember,
true.
You know, they're taking it in for the first time and looking at all the buildings, what they all become, and hearing their impressions, which can be re-inspiring, actually.
It was great. We just did this tour, and it was like walking around inside a blueprint, if that makes sense. It's like those, you know, usually the white lines on a blueprint. It was like walking through these spaces, and this is going to be the main shrine room. Mm-hmm. And you can almost picture and almost hear the practice going on in those spaces. Mm. So how long have you been here?
I've been a couple of months
now,
sort of helping out with this and that, moving from Majumaloka and... helping Bante get set up, and also chipping in with a bit of the labouring work around the place.
Yep. Vidyatara, when did you move here?
Yeah, about 3 weeks. Be 3 weeks on Monday. I came with the second wave of people, so those of us who aren't necessarily working on the building itself, but will be working within the building, as it were. So with Parami, Mahamati, Damarati. And so we're sort of getting on with the business of doing what we do and trying to help where we can here. I do a lot of washing up.
You're like the spiritual vanguard.
We got heating.
Well, I'm the vanguard for the spiritual vanguard.
You're the vanguard for the spiritual vanguard. She's the avant-garde.
Pre-guard.
You've got heating, sorry?
Yeah, so heating came in. We got these fantastic new biomass heating system, which is super eco, super futuristic, recently installed and is now up and running, which means that a lot more community space comes available for habitation. Just now, it's really, people are starting to take up residence and, you know, the paint is going on the walls furniture is going in rooms and community's really starting to take shape, yeah.
So tell you what, we're standing here on the roof, so, you know, point to some of the buildings and tell the good people what's what. So this is one of the main buildings.
Yeah, the old court building, which is the oldest building on the site, and that's going, well, that's got the Ergin Annex, that's where Banti's living, and attached to that is the men's community, which has lovely views over a pond and up to the hills.
So that's an old building, 1790, circa 1790 or something. Mm-hmm. So it's sort of Georgian, English, country, classical, quite a nice,
lovely,
not
red,
too dominating.
Lovely brick and
it's
light.
Sort of pretty, quite simple, not too ostentatious,
but
nevertheless quite sort of agreeable and...
classy, quite classy.
Yeah, it's quite classy and the spaces are lovely inside. They've had to partition some of the upper rooms, but they've made quite nice attic spaces and quite creative use of space with the beds and all that, and then you've got these lovely big Georgian windows looking out over this lovely open parkland that since Sanghadeva's managed to pull all the railings down and open up some of the bushes and the low-lying trees, one can really take in the shape of the
the landscape.
Shape of the landscape, yeah. That's right. It's beautiful.
So you've got accommodation blocks. We have a barn full of the neighbour's cows, which you won't be able to hear, and thankfully you can't smell. Silage. And there's the women's community over here from the town.
Yeah, we've got the women's community, the orchards building down the back, which has lovely views of the Malvern Hills. And the local church, and it's a lovely mossy roof, and it's going to overlook our wonderful new wetlands.
Yeah, now tell us about the wetlands. That was pretty fantastic. That was my favourite bit of the tour, I think.
Well, that was because there's lots of diggers and bulldozers, and it's boys' toy stuff. in the field behind, we're setting up a wetlands sewage system, which again is part of the eco-friendly values that come along with Adistana. So it's going to have about 10,000 willows on it.
Whoa, 10,000 willows.
Yeah, we don't know if that's literal or hyperbole, but because that does seem like a lot.
Well, it's a lot of willows. It's a very big wetland system.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
It's a field. It's over an acre.
10,000 willows. There's something absolutely magnificently Mahayana about that.
There is, isn't it?
And they sprung up
and
10,
lots of fruit.
Willows.
Yeah, 10,000 willows and lots of fruit trees.
Yeah,
and
orchards
and wildflowers.
Yeah. Wow. And why does it function? You've got the seven circles of heaven.
Yeah. So you got these seven sort of
swales.
Sort of, you know. What is it? Crescent moon shaped pools to roll with the Mahayana, from which I think 95% of the waste from the site will sort of percolate through, and all this biodiversity will feed and naturally process the waste from the whole complex, and absolutely purify. Everything.
Back in the Mahayana again. It's going to purify everything.
And there'll be a lovely pond at the bottom of it all for the ducks.
And I mean, apparently it will be, you know, be very agreeable to, you know, to wander around. It's sort of groundbreaking waste management technology in this organic method.
And as they say, you can use the willow to make coffins and things like that. We'll be trying to do things for that. Wow. And they're talking about making hay out there as well. So it's also, as well as functioning as a wetland sewage system, it's also going to potentially be a way of making income.
Yeah, it could be potentially.
And it turned out the topography of the site was perfect for the system, because all the buildings are just above a little hillside where the water will drain. So you need gravity on your side, and happily that's the way it works.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's perfect.
So all this work's going on. Is there any deadline?
Well, anything? The open day, I think, is it 3rd and 4th of August. So by then it's got to be finished. It's quite, so it's 3 months away.
I think it will be.
Oh yeah.
Where it will
oh,
be.
Oh no, things.
You know, I don't think we need to put
it. It will be enough and adequate.
It will be.
Day to day, I mean, whole buildings can change.
And the first big retreat is coming. Is coming up soon after that, isn't it?
I think it's the first joint chairs Mitch Conveners week long retreat.
Yeah,
be a big one.
We will be back here, folks.
10 days.
We'll come back up on this roof and do another podcast.
Then we've got the study centre kicking off soon, hot on the heels of that, with Sabuti leading the inaugural study event here.
Wow.
That's at the end of August. Wow. Again, going to go to capacity, so 100-120 places for all the members there.
And you can get all this information at adistana.org or on the Buddha Centre online. Just look for Adistana. So here we are. It's the sun is kind of setting quite slowly. Coddington Spire is illuminated.
A golden light bathes the site.
A golden light bathes the site. He's a poet and he doesn't know it. Everybody's face is illuminated. That's what's very nice about this. Video tower is illuminated. Singamanath is illuminated.
Absolutely.
It does feel like seeing a project which will be an extraordinary, fantastic project right at the early days.
Right at the beginning.
When there's a lot of chaos, a lot of mess, a lot of dirt. A lot of work to be done.
But there's still that sense of grace, though, isn't there?
There's a vision.
And Banti is here.
He's over there.
He's over there in that house as we speak. And Singamanath, maybe a good way to finish this is you're telling us about something special that's going to happen up here on the roof.
Oh yeah, just where we're standing, Bante stipulated that he'd like to see the universal Buddhist flag flown from one of the pinnacles here at Adistana. Yes. So I brought him a so-called Panchashila flag from Bodh Gaya at the recent order convention.
Great.
Made with silks from the Mahabodhi temple itself. So when you come, you'll see that flying from the
fantastic
the vault, sorry, of the library building.
Yes, and perhaps one day there'll be a giant 80-foot Buddha in the grounds next door. But for now, the flag will do. So hey, thanks to Vidyatara and Singamanas for giving us a wonderful tour of Adistana right at the beginning.
No, really.
And we're gonna check in with this place very regularly. You'll be seeing a lot more from Adistana. And for now, that's it from us. Everyone want to say goodbye?
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, world.
Bye.